Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle, and Don Simon, who's fast asleep by my side. In today's episode, I want to teach you the most fantastic party trick, which is the art of face reading. It is a diagnostic tool that we use in Chinese medicine, which I have honed over the years to such an extent that I was lucky enough to appear on national telly and got to read, amongst others, Holly Willoughby and Jamie Oliver, much to their amusement. Now, face reading is one of the best techniques that I can teach you because actually, you can tell everything about a person. It's literally written all over the face. So in this excerpt, I'm going to be teaching you some really simple things as to what's hidden in the faces of some of our best-known TV celebrities.
The first thing that we want to look at when you look at someone's face is the zones of the face. So you've got basically a trio. So you've got the upper part here, which is about intellect. You've got the middle part here, which is about practicality. And then the bottom part here, which is about instinct.
Okay.
So, and that's the first thing that you want to look at when you're looking at a person is, okay, what dominates? Okay, so for me, for example, it's the bottom here. So that's instinct.
Holly, how do you know it dominates?
Because you can, it's the first thing you see. You see it. It's just obvious. Now, some people have two. So it could be that they're instinctive and practical.
Okay.
Or it could be that they're very intellectual and practical.
Right.
But it gives you a really good diagnostic tool straight away. Now, the next thing that we then go to look at is the two sides of the face. Now, the two sides of the face is shown here. Now, what this shows is whether someone is two-faced. So the left-hand side of your face, if you put your hand, your left hand, it gives you the L, okay?
Yes.
So your left is who you actually are.
Okay? Who you are.
It's who you are. And the right-hand side of the face is what you show to the world outside.
Okay.
So this
Ooh,
is...
so my hair is over my...
So you're hiding...
Left-hand side.
Right.
I'm so bad at my left hand.
Well, that's why I do the L. So the thing about the left is it's what you actually are. Now, what happens when you look at children, for example, is that their faces look quite balanced. But as we go through the process of what I call life school, where we get our knocks and we learn our lessons and things, and we have to learn to moderate the way our true selves in order to actually cope with what's going on in life. And sometimes that will then show.
Wow.
So if I look again on me, so for example, my left-hand side, which is my true self, is very open. Okay, because I'm very open and quite gullible. So my right-hand side has taught me that I can't go through life like that. So it's more scrutinous. The eye is a little bit more closed and a bit more scrutinous because life has taught me to do that.
But does not everyone end up like that? Because isn't that what life does to all of us?
Well, yes.
I can't imagine anyone starting and then opening up and going, life is great.
Well, that's the thing. If you start to notice people's faces, so if you always keep the left hand as your L of the left and then go to the opposite of the face, you can see that people's faces are ever so...
That's why
we say, like, oh, I want my good side rather than my bad side. Because it's like you've got a side of the face that you learn to accommodate.
I'm just surprised I can even open my right eye and the basis of this.
Now, I want to talk about your eyes in a minute. So shall we go to the next slide?
Yes, please.
So the next slide,
yes.
What we've done here is we've shown a few celebrities because what we wanted to do here was talk about shapes of faces.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the shapes of the faces reveal certain things about your personality. So, for example, we've got Jessica Alba on the top left. She's got an oval face. Now, oval people are very creative and intelligent, whereas the rectangular face in the middle, which is also Jamie, but it's also Superman.
As in Jamie Oliver.
As in Jamie Oliver, Superman over there. But we've got Superman here. Isn't that interesting that he was cast for that role?
Yes.
Because it's all about logical, practical, reliability and reassurance.
Jamie, you could have been Superman.
You could have been.
I can't believe it. Where's my cape?
I know, where?
Hey,
He's super pan.
That's very good.
It's the wrong way around.
Have that.
Very now, good. The heart-shaped face, which is Reese Witherspoon here, that's much more about romantic, which is much more sort of romantic, with a little bit of diamond going on there as well, which isn't shown, which is a little bit diva, but that's a good thing, because obviously she's got the oomph to kind of get through.
She needed
She needs it. We've got Selena Gomez here with a sociable round face.
Yeah.
And Holly, I would say you've got a round face.
Am I a round face?
Yes. So sociable and very friendly and very kind of warm.
Oh, nice.
Say very, very nice.
100% accurate.
I'd like to think so.
Yes.
Well, it's 25 years would have gone down the path on national telly. Now, the square face is Margot Robbie. Now, the square people are very organised and determined and quite practical as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the long face is a really good one here with Keanu Reeves. Long face people tend to be very patient and detail-orientated.
What's Craig?
You're rectangular.
Oh, you're Superman.
You're rectangular. Yeah.
We're filled by Supermen.
He's also got a rectangular face. But I want to talk actually about your twinkle and dimple, but we've got one more slide first before I get to your twinkle and dimple.
How do you know my karaoke name? That's so weird.
So this is a good texture texture before we go to your karaoke.
Okay.
So the skin texture, this is where face reading starts to give us a little bit of self-care advice. Because when we're talking about people's aging, we tend to have like fine lines and wrinkles or sagging skin, tend to be very common things.
Yeah.
Now, skin texture, when we're looking at faces, gives us a diagnostic tool. So when you have the fine lines and wrinkles like shown here, that's very much about the microcirculation not getting up to the surface of the skin, which means that your stress of your everyday life is affecting the skin in that way, which means you can address it by self-care techniques, for example, when you're doing your beauty routine or first thing in the morning. And sagging skin, shown here, is very much to do with a sluggish digestive system. So that is a really good indicator that you're not probably eating the correct foods for the season or for your body type, eating probably too much cold food out the fridge, that kind of thing.
So now, in our last minute here, can we go back to Twinkle and Dimple, please? Because we're all poised.
Yes. So the thing quickly on your faces is the first thing, you always look at what do you look at first. You have got dimples and twinkles. So your eyes twinkle and your cheeks and your chin dimple, which means you get away with murder and you're very enticing. So we just want to go on the journey with you and just listen to the way...
Jump on board.
Right,
well, it's fun.
Ding, ding. Hands on tight.
Whereas you have got great spaces in the face, which is very much about higher self, because that's very much the metal element in Chinese medicine, and a beautiful mouth, which is very much about, I would call you heart and soul. So you put your heart and soul into everything that you do and you're enticing and twinkling and dimpling.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
I sound like trouble.
Well,
true.
Should we do an audience
poll? Organized, nice person.
And just very, very quickly, people do mess with their faces quite a lot now.
Yes.
Is it harder to read and does that mess with what's going on inside?
Well, I think as a face reader, you can tell. And also what that does is then that actually does impact what goes on the inside. So as a face reader, what we say is if you want to change the outside of your face, change the inside of your body, change how you are. Become more generous, become more open-hearted,
and
become more enticing.
And then maybe your lips will become fuller.
They do.
And it does.
It does work.
Can we do a quick 10 seconds on Jamie? Let's get a little shot of Jamie there. What's that face?
So Jamie has got the most beautiful rectangular face, which is very much about reassurance. He's also got a strong chin, which means he can take life's knocks. He's also got a dimple on that chin, which means he can probably talk his way out of everything. And also, lovely little upsided turn at the mouth. So no matter what life chucks at you, you're always going to maintain a positive attitude to everything and maintain your higher self.
I feel better about myself already.
I know.
Aww.
Same.
Twinkle
Get this
boy.
Mannequin. Twinkle and dimple.
Super pan.
Enticing fella.
Super pan.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I bet you're all looking in the mirror right now, aren't you? Going, what have I got?
Now, if that's whetted your appetite for the exciting party trick of face reading, I have pulled together for all of you a free guide, which is right here. If you click on this link, you can download the guide and find out more. Thank you for watching today's episode, and I look forward to seeing you next time.